New heading, neglecting the development and health of the body. Just think about what happens to the other three dimensions when the body is neglected. We can lose not only our health, but mentally, we can also lose our focus, our creativity, our endurance, our toughness, our courage, our learning capacity, our retention. And to the contrary, when we exercise, rest, and eat properly, we retain our mental focus and toughness, as well as our thirst for learning. What happens to our emotional intelligence, to our heart, when we neglect our bodies, when we become a function of appetites and passions? Patience, love, understanding, empathy, the ability to listen, and compassion are themselves subordinated. They become buzzwords without flesh and blood to drive them. I have learned for myself that if I make a commitment or a promise to myself regarding diet or exercise or anything else, and I don't keep it, I definitely become less sensitive to the needs and feelings of others. I feel more upset and angry with myself, and I can feel integrity lessening. It's not until I go back, recommit, make up my mind, and then keep my promises that I can basically forget myself and genuinely empathize with other people. What happens to our spirit, to our peace of mind, when we neglect the body? It affects our desire to contribute, to serve, our willingness to sacrifice, to subordinate ourselves for a higher good. Our conscience becomes dulled, yielding to almost any temptation. Any loss of personal integrity makes me more self-oriented, more selfish. However, I find that when I make up my mind to live by principles and by conscience, my resolve to serve and to contribute in meaningful ways returns. Physical self-mastery and development is foundational. It is also very concrete, something we can immediately do something about. We have more direct access to it. We can control it. As we master the body's appetites and strengthen its intelligence, we'll begin to see the space enlarging between stimulus and response, with all of the attending positive mental, emotional, and spiritual spin-offs. I find most people acknowledge they get off the track from time to time. But if they will sincerely listen to the feedback of their body, mind, heart, and spirit, and make the necessary changes, they can get back on the track. It's just like the flight of an airplane. Most airplanes are off track almost the entire time as well, but because the pilot receives constant feedback from various instruments to help him or her get back on the flight path, almost all of flights arrive at the destination they established. A person's conscience, if he will listen to it, will direct him in all three of these areas: exercise, nutrition, rest, and stress management. And the more he follows it, the stronger it becomes, so that he can move more and more toward giving of himself. By eating wisely, exercising, resting, and relaxing, we deepen our capacities and strengthen the body's immune system and ability to rebuild itself. Most importantly, we release the other three intelligences contained in the mind, the heart, and the spirit.